As a web designer or developer who is running their own web business, do you find yourself struggling to find clients, undercharging for your services, confused over your process and more? Trust me, I've been there, and if you found yourself nodding along to any of these, then this is the podcast for you. If we haven't met before, welcome friend, my name is Ben Bellamy and I'm your new favourite website biz expert. I spend my days running my own successful international web design business, following my dreams and running the business that I love. If you are an ambitious web designer or developer running their own web biz, I'll be delving deep in my years of experience and teaching you all about how to get dream clients, streamline your process, and grow your revenue to 5K months and beyond. So grab that cup of tea and get comfy. It's time to listen to the Grow Your Web Biz podcast. Hello, everybody. How are we doing? Welcome back to today's podcast episode. Now, I want to talk a little bit about having a value ladder as a web designer. Now, this isn't always a necessarily the done thing, and this is a little bit different from some of the things that I've spoken about before, especially when it comes to pricing. But this is a really valid option that I do see people doing, and we are working on something similar within my own agency. And so I wanted to share with you today exactly what that is and how this could potentially work for your business. So firstly, what is a value ladder, you might be asking? A value ladder is essentially having different services at increasing price points, meaning that a customer could buy from you at the bottom of the ladder and eventually work themselves up the ladder. So I think the best way for me to describe this is to literally give you an example. So let's just say your cheapest service that you offer is a consulting package and it's $200 an hour. That's the cheapest thing that somebody can buy from you, and that is the bottom of your ladder. Then when we move up, we maybe sell website templates. So this could be, when I say we, I'm not saying we as in me, I'm saying as in this is I'm just imagining this scenario for everyone, okay? So you could offer a service where people can purchase website templates from you from an online store, and they buy the template, they set the website up themselves, let's just say, and you could charge that out at maybe like $499 or $500. Then when we go up the ladder once more, maybe you offer a template customization. So where the client picks a pre-made template and then you or your team customize that template in order to fit their needs. And maybe you could charge that at $2,000 or $2,500. Then when we get to the top of the ladder, we've got our custom websites, which is completely custom, no templates. We do the full VIP service. And let's just say we charge $5,000 for that. So the way this works and the mentality of having a value ladder is that not everybody is going to be able to afford your high ticket offer. Now, I'm a big fan of having a high ticket offer. You should always have one. If you've listened to any episodes on this podcast, you will know that I am a big believer in raising your prices. So if you are just offering one single service and it is for custom websites, that should still be high ticket. You should still be charging a high amount of money for that, regardless. However, you could consider having a value ladder where necessarily, although you're attracting in your high ticket customers who are going to buy from you at high ticket, there are going to be other customers out there who maybe can't afford that level of price. So by having your consultancy at the bottom for $200, that could be a gateway in for somebody who just needs some advice or help from you, but can't afford you or wants to do it themselves or can't afford to actually hire somebody to do the work for them. Then offering a purchasing a website template, again, it's like another step up, but the client also then does the work. In terms of like, again, going up one, having a template customization. So this then becomes more work on your part. So obviously this is going to be more expensive, but you're not going to be doing the full VIP service that they would get with the 5,000. So whatever limits you would have to have on this, whether it be they can't add any extra pages, or it's, they can add extra pages, but it's chargeable per page. In terms of customizing the template, it's a case of like changing the colors, images, and the text. It's not like changing layout, whatever the rules might be, because you then obviously want to keep your custom package as, yeah, we'll do whatever you want within reason, and you get the full VIP experience. We work one-to-one and have loads of meetings and go over loads of stuff. So by having a value ladder, it allows people to buy from you, maybe at a lower one, and then move up. So over time, they might have some consultancy with you. They then might go, okay, do you know what? I'm either ready to buy a template or do your template customization. And then maybe when they've done their template customization, they'll get to a point where they'll go, do you know what? My business is ready. I can afford a custom. I want to go custom. And they've already bought from you. So and they've had a good experience. So they're going to rebuy from you. Now, there is also a lot of debate against this. And I also personally have battled against this kind of stuff in the past. And I still do to some degree, I will admit. I do see a lot of web designers who say that if you offer anything other than your custom package at your high ticket, will everyone just go for the template customization one, the lower ticket? They won't go all in for the full high ticket. Now, although this is always in the back of my mind, this is always a little fear of mine that people might well do this. However, I do think this is where it's really important if you offered something like this to really differentiate, you know what I mean, between the two, because you would want to really highlight the benefits of if you go for the custom, we have maybe brand discovery sessions, we work one-to-one, we work really closely, whatever those bonuses are, that somebody who would want to go for a custom, they would want that stuff. Separate from having a template, you would angle it as this is maybe entry level, you're just starting your business. And like actually just going back to the custom one, you would say like this is unique to your business and you don't just want a template if you want to stand out, stuff like that. So I think there are definitely ways around it. But I do really love the option of having a slightly lower paid service that's less work for us as an agency, but actually allows people to still necessarily buy from you. Now, there are further difficulties with stuff like this, because I also do believe, and this isn't a blanket statement, this doesn't apply to everybody, but I also do know when people don't have a lot of money to spend, they feel like that money that they're going to give you is an enormous investment. And so it's so much more pressure. And I think if you've listened to a previous episode, you'll have heard me say sometimes when people have a really low budget, it's like they're giving you their house, their firstborn child, their soul. So, and that can necessarily make them not the right type of client to work with, or maybe you might be not a right fit from that. So it feels there's like a lot of like for and against it. I'm also a big believer in doing a data-driven decision. And so I think it's important to, and I'm actually talking about this from the perspective of me as owning an agency. We're thinking about doing this within our business and setting something like this up just to see how that affects it, whether actually we scale it really well or maybe not so much. And maybe people, we do less of our high ticket custom and we take a hit. And I think the only way we would know either way is to actually physically do it. You're never going to know if you don't do it, which is so true. So I think it's always worth experimenting with. Now, I don't want to distract from having a high ticket offer. If you just offer one service, you'll know I'm such a big champion of this. If you just do maybe custom websites, or you really just have kind of one service that you offer, and I don't want you to listen to this listen to this podcast episode and go, oh, okay, I've just got one service. I'm going to keep it at like the middle of my ladder, even though I don't have any other services. Like, no, like you need to create a high ticket offer and it will be the best thing that you ever do for your business. So let's just talk a little bit about maybe also the importance of a high ticket offer. So I know not everyone wants £1 million business. Some people are just happy earning a comfortable amount of money. And if that's you, then that's totally okay. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. If you're like me and you do want £1 million business, then let's just break it down for a second. Because if you have, if your main service is £500, you have to sell 2,000 of that in order to make £1 million. If you have a $1,000 service, you have to sell 1,000 of that in order to make £1 million. If you have a $5,000 service, you have to sell 200. And if you have a $10,000 service, you have to sell 100 in order to make £1 million. You've heard me say before that it's much easier. In fact, I think I even said this in the last episode. It's much easier to convince one person to buy from you at 5,000 than it is to convince 10 people to buy from you at 500. And so I'm such a big believer in having and really refining your high ticket offer, even if you a value ladder isn't for you and you're not in that space and you think, actually, that's not how I want to do it, or I'm just happy with my one service, with my signature service. And again, I've seen loads of businesses and web designers do this. There's nothing wrong with having a signature service. We are currently doing that at the moment as an agency anyway, but it has to still be high ticket. So you will never scale your business if, not even scale your business, because some people don't want to scale their businesses. Some people are just happy. But when I hear web designers say to me so often that they have offered their service for $600 and they've got, you know, maybe 8-9 projects on the go because it's cheap. That is cheap for websites. And then they're so overwhelmed and overworked because they're working on 9 or 10 projects and they can't cope, when actually they could just have sold one website at maybe $5,000 and they would actually be doing less work but earning more money. And then if you can sell one, you can sell two. If you can sell two, you can sell 10. If you can sell 10, you can sell 100. If you can sell 100, you can sell 1,000, and so on. So it is totally achievable. And I also want you guys to know that, again, like this episode, I feel like I've done a lot of, like, you'll have heard me say before, and I always say this, and in last episode said this, but this is the God's honest truth. When I first started my business, I had real money mindset issues. And actually, I'm going to be talking about this in next week's episode as well. But there was no way on this earth I ever thought I could sell a website for £3,000. Never in my life. And people would tell me, I would join like different marketing or business membership things. And I remember specifically one of the owners of the membership group, they did this intro video for everyone that signed up, and they would have a little look at your business, and they'd send you a pre-recorded video. And I remember him saying to me, the quality of your work is so good, you should be charging £3,000 for your websites. You shouldn't be charging 500. And I was just like, oh my God, like, yeah, right. Come on. Like, there's no way that, like, how, where am I going to find the customers for that? It's never going to happen. And going from thinking about that time to thinking about where I am now, where our current price for our high ticket offer is £4,000. And it's such a far cry from the £500 that, and actually I wasn't even going to say this, but I had a conversation with a client last week about a £10,000 project. The quote and the proposal that we were talking about and that we've quoted for is £10,000. And that, to me, is mind-blowing, unfathomable. Like, I can't even quite still process that that is a conversation that I've had where I've pitched a £10,000 project. And I suppose the point of this ramble was for me to tell you that if you are currently feeling like you don't know how to price yourself, where to find clients or who are going to pay that price, or even who would pay that price, who's going to pay me, you know, I'm telling you to raise your prices and you sat there going like, oh yeah, that's easier said than done. I have been there. I never in my wildest dreams ever in my life I would have put money on against it. There's no way I would have been able to charge or do a proposal for a 10k service. I never thought that would ever be a possibility in my life, in my business, ever. And I don't know why I never thought that. I just never did. I just never believed that as one person I would be able to scale my business or create something that would allow me to do that. And I have. And so it is possible for you to do that as well. And I suppose the message that I want to give you is, don't give up. Because if you're feeling in that space of you just don't know where to turn and you don't know how to raise your price and you don't know who would ever pay that price ever, I just want you to know it is possible because I've been there and I've done it and I've achieved it. So please do not give up. And I promise you, this has kind of turned into a bit of a mix and match episode where it was meant to really be just about talking about the possibility of a value ladder. And I've kind of gone off a little bit on like high ticket stuff, but please charge what you're worth. Even if you have you do have your value ladder, always have that high ticket option at the top.
Do you find yourself struggling to get clients for your web design business? Are you unsure where exactly to go and find them? This is why I created my free guide, 7 Easy Strategies to Get More Clients. In this guide are ways that I have generated clients for my own international web design business, and I've personally used each of these methods to grow my business into a success. This free guide includes 7 ways to get more clients, a clear action for you to take and a tip for each of the ways, and a checklist to help you work through each one. Head over to benbellamy.co.uk/moreclients to grab your free copy today. The link is also in the show notes. Now, back to today's episode.
Let's talk about some key takeaways and some things you can physically go away and do from this episode. So, firstly, is a value ladder right for your business? And if you do feel a value ladder is right for your business, what are the different points on the ladder? What are the different services? And remember, we don't want too many, but what is going to be the low ticket, the 2 middle and the higher ticket option that you have? What are those priced at? And what are the differences between them in terms of the work that you have to do and what the client gets? And the second thing we can go away and look at is specifically, let's spend some time on our high ticket option, our high ticket service. Are we charging enough? And what actually goes into that service to make it high ticket, to make it VIP? What can we do to really set that apart from everything else? Now, I don't talk about this enough, I feel, but I do have a free Facebook group called the Web Designers Support Group. I forgot to silence my phone. Excellent. If you go to, and let me just check, the link for this, which I should have prepared earlier and I did not. Okay. If you go to my Instagram page, currently my Instagram, I'm awful for this. My Instagram username is the website expert. Head to the link in my bio, or you can go to benbellamy.co.uk/Instagram. And on that page is an option for the Web Designers Support Facebook group. It's free. Come and join us. Come and sign up. If you do click to join, you have to fill out the membership questions just so we can make sure you're legit, because we're trying to cultivate the community and make sure we've had some people who, prior to having membership questions, joined and they were just spamming various things. So you have to answer the questions so I know that you are a true web designer. And within this community, basically we're building a space for people to come and who have got questions about their web design business, who need support from like-minded web designers. And also I'm in the group, I'm there to answer any questions and give advice. And we are working on creating more free content that's specifically going within the group as well. So it would be great for you to come and join. We would love to have you. And it would be great to see you there. I really hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Next week, I'm going to be talking about working on money mindset, I love talking about money mindset. It's one of the biggest, one of the best breakthroughs that I've ever had within my business. So I can't wait for you to hear about that. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I will see you next time.
Phew, what an episode. But don't disappear just yet. If you loved today's episode as much as I did and want to tell the world about it, then I'm going to ask you to please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star review. Not only will I love you forever, but every time I get an amazing review from one of my listeners, I do a happy dance, and it absolutely makes my day. I'll drop a link where you can leave me a 5-star review in the show notes. Thank you in advance, and I'll see you next time.